Following the Leafs making their trade acquiring Joel Edmondson earlier today, a new report has surfaced highlighting and hinting that the Maple Leafs could be making a blockbuster trade with the St. Louis Blues. So I'm going to break down that report as well as discuss the other reports from Elliot Friedman and other notable reporters highlighting the Maple Leafs trade plans one day ahead of the big trade deadline, which is less than 24 hours or about 24 hours away. So stay tuned for all that in this episode of Leafs Digest. But before we do, quick reminder to hit the subscribe button. We are on the road to 7,000 and about 78% of you who are watching are not subscribed. If you are a part of that 78, scroll down and hit the button for us. We're making 1 to 2 videos a day covering the Leafs. Without further ado, Darius, let's just get right into it. The Edmondson trade, we've had some time to marinate it. We'll discuss that a little bit. We'll also have another video either later today or tomorrow discussing that more in depth. But we have some more reports that have come out from a variety of reporters. We've had Elliot Friedman discuss the trade, discuss what he thinks Brad Schliving is looking at going forward. We have tons of moves going down around the NHL. And let's get into the first thing here from Gabe Foley. And he says, I'm told the Blues could be dancing around a trade with the Leafs. The two sides have been chatting for a bit. Parayko is one of the targets, so I think St. Louis is dangling a few different defenders. So Parayko or Buchnevich, It's very interesting here. This is he's not the most notable reporter in the world. He's no Elliot Friedman, but he has some inside sources, and he did want to clarify, so I'll give him the chance to clarify. He said, this blew up fast, so let me add. St. Louis is hesitant to retain, which has been a problem. The price on Buch was at 2 firsts. Prospects would also work. Have to wonder what pieces like Nick Robertson, Timothy Liljegren in this, St. Louis would rather deal Scandella. Might come down to St. Louis's eagerness to sell, but regardless, the point is that the Leafs are having active talks with Parayko, which is, we kind of knew they were interested from David Pagnotta, but the sides are still talking. And Darius, we'll get into a couple of the moves that have happened. William Lagesson has also been put on waivers now, so he's gone, obviously, to make room for Joel Edmondson. A lot of moving parts here. What are your thoughts on this report?
Yeah, a lot of moving parts. And I, the funniest part of everything that's come out since we made the video this morning is this tweet where he's like, St. Louis would rather deal Scandella. Like, yeah, man, that's nice. We're not interested, bro. But not interested. I'm sure you'd rather trade him. But everything else is pretty interesting and some good insight. Like the ask for 2 firsts for Buchnevich, I could see that. It's a high price to pay, but I could see that being the ask. I don't think St. Louis is going to get that. But he would be a great depth forward for the Leafs. And I mean, the Leafs have been, showing interest in getting a forward as well as a defenseman. And I mean, Colton Parayko has been out there. Like, we made a video on it. The name's been floated out there the last 2 or 3 days. He'd be really great, and they can make the salary cap work if they wanted to with Brody out the door. And like Gabe said too, you have to wonder about Nick Robertson sweet in the pot. Maybe you don't have to move off of a draft pick, or you can just make a bigger deal work. I also wonder about Torpchenko. I don't think he's as good of a player as Buchnevich. Doesn't have as much experience either, but he's a big boy. I think he won an OHL championship with Guelph as well a couple of years ago, and he would be a great fit on the Leafs too. So I wonder where that goes. But in terms of Scandella, I think he shoots left too. Like, that makes no sense for the Leafs. But yeah, a lot of moving parts. And like you mentioned, William Lagesson getting sent down, essentially put on waivers, could be claimed. I'm not sure if he's going to be. To free up another $1 million for the Leafs. So that there's your $1 million if you want to make a trade for Colton Parayko right there. So I think that's pretty interesting. But we have to keep an eye on Noah Gregor as well, because like I mentioned in a previous video, like, he hasn't been getting in the lineup. I don't think they're too high on him as well, and he's taking up salary and a roster spot. So I wonder if he gets dealt too, because he was not put on waivers. You have to be put on waivers at the same time Lagesson was to make everything work for the deadline. So he could be in a trade. Maybe they want to keep him. I don't know what the deal is with that, but it's getting interesting. It's getting very interesting.
Very interesting. This report, obviously, we discussed, like I mentioned earlier, the Pagnotta one, and then he added some good insight to that. And let's discuss some Elliot Friedman tweets and quotes here. He basically said that regarding their current plan right now, which was on, I believe, a TV show or a radio show somewhere. He said, I still think they're looking for righties, but they wanted some beef. They wanted physicality, and he is definitely that. And that's, he's obviously talking about Joel Edmondson, but you can make the exact same point for Ilya Labushkin. It's basically the same thing here. And then he also, there's some other things saying, could the Leafs be sniffing around a Colton Parayko, which we said, they asked Elliot Friedman that direct question. And he said, at the base, I think the Maple Leafs like the player. So a bit of a hedged response for Elliot Friedman there. He's not saying they're fully in, but we've seen a couple reporters now. I mean, the Parayko train is heating up for a couple of reasons. Obviously, one of them is because yesterday, almost every defenseman that we thought the Leafs could be targeting got traded to, it seems like everyone got traded to Vegas, but either Vegas or elsewhere. And then the other side is that it still makes sense for the Maple Leafs right now, even after these moves. They still have their first. I'm not saying a first would be the cost for Colton Parayko necessarily. They still have, they didn't trade Nick Robertson. They haven't traded any of their prospects. Even Abbruzzese, they haven't traded some of the lower-end prospects. And like all they've given up was their later draft picks. Obviously, they don't have a second. They've given up their third, their sixth, all these guys. But Darius, I think it's starting to make sense. Maybe Colton Parayko. You ask any analyst, and on Twitter, they're all basically saying another move is coming. You can see here the Leafs obviously officially placed William Lagesson on waivers. You mentioned the Gregor thing. Interested to see if a Gregor trade is looming, considering he wasn't waived ahead of the deadline. And you're looking at Parayko's stats: 21 points, 62 games. The perfect pairing alongside Morgan Rielly. I'm becoming more all in on Colton Parayko. A ton of reporters are saying another move is coming, and I don't know what that move necessarily is going to be. I can't see them adding another defenseman that, you know, if they were to go out and add another defenseman that's kind of similar to these guys, and there's a lot more of those out there who are physical, big, don't really put up points. We've already got two of them. Obviously, one of them being a left-handed shot defenseman, which is interesting in Edmondson there. But I don't know, Darius Parayko. I don't know if you have any other targets you're suspecting could be coming the Leafs' way or who they could be targeting. Like a depth forward obviously makes sense as well regarding another move, but from a strictly defensive perspective, I don't really know who else. Walker's off the board. Hanifin's off the board. All these guys are off the board.
Where we're at now with the roster, I don't see anything. Like, you can't make another depth move. That would just be dumb in my eyes. Like, I just don't see that happening. I think it's got to be a big move or a depth forward. And my math could be wrong here, but I think with the Lagesson thing happening, freeing up that cap, like, if you wanted to move Brody and you got Parayko back, like, it doesn't matter about the other intangibles, whatever, right? Like, draft picks going the other way. If we're just talking about salary, if you're able to trade Noah Gregor too for whatever it is, I think you would have enough money to make that work. Like, that would work. Because of what Noah Gregor makes and how much he would need freed up additionally to, you know, having Brody come off the cap, I think that would end up working. So I think that's very interesting. In terms of like fit on the team, Parayko would be fantastic. It's just salary and the term you got to figure out, right? That is the big roadblock here. And there's still a lot of moving pieces. Like as we're recording this, Jordan Smoltz tweeted out that Matt Dumba is being held out of his game tonight. So Matt Dumba was another name that was floated around for the Leafs. So I don't know if that's anything, you know, if there's smoke, there's fire. I don't know, right? But I think there's a lot still going to happen for the Leafs. And I think, I don't know if it's going to happen today. That's one thing I want to make clear too, because their game tonight kind of screws everything up with the cap situation, the roster spot situation, because they sent Lagesson down. But if you're going to send anyone else down or trade anyone, like they're in Boston. I don't know how fast a Marley can get from Toronto to Boston, but that could really mess things up too for them. But so we might see the trade tomorrow morning, which is fine. It's a trade deadline.
Or late tonight.
Who knows? After the game, right? Could they could work something out and before then just wait till the game's done. Yeah, whatever it may be. So I don't know. It's getting interesting. I think the only play here on defense is a big move left, and that's it. But they could also use the remaining cap to just get another depth forward, and that might be it. So I don't know what they're thinking, but I think the blue line already does, but is going to look differently against the Habs on Saturday.
Yeah, not to scare Leafs fans, or Darius, I'll get your quick thoughts. I mean, we saw the report on Edmondson yesterday. We didn't obviously make a video on it because we were actually going to make one today. We saw the Dumba report a couple of days ago, and that started to heat up a little bit. Now he's being held out from his game. That could be interesting. Whether you consider that a depth piece is up to you. I mean, I guess he'd be technically he's having a very bad season, and we'll probably have to cover that in another video later today. But Darius, if he's being held out of his game, obviously there's a lot of other suitors for him. Would that upset you? A move for Matt Dumba, just very briefly before we wrap up here, since you that's a good point there. It's kind of scary.
My heart is set on Parayko now. I think personally, I think a lot of people are too. Like if the Parayko move doesn't happen, then just like don't do anything, I think. Or just get a depth forward or something, because it seems like Tre Living really wants a depth forward. He keeps mentioning it, and it's in a lot of reports. So I don't know. I think my heart is set on like a guy like Parayko now to make the salary cap work, because if you get Dumba again, I think it's just another like depth move. He hasn't had the greatest year. He's another offensive guy. I know he's pretty physical come playoff time, but just don't know if that makes sense anymore. Right? Maybe it made sense a couple days ago, even before Lyubushkin. Just not sure if that makes sense anymore. So we'll see. I think it's something big brewing here. We'll have to see how creative they get, but I don't know, it's gonna be interesting.
That'd be a huge shift up. I mean, there's already a pretty big shift up to the blue line there, a lot of guys going in and out, and I don't know. Yeah. It's just strike me that maybe Brad Tre Living will make another move. Whether it's Matt Dumba, hopefully not. Colton Parayko, that would be a fun video to make. So hopefully they go ahead and do that deal. But that'll wrap it up. Let us know in the comments. I think I know how most Leafs fans feel about Colton Parayko. I think we all agree that he would be a perfect fit. What the asking price is still up in the air. His salary is really what kills him to 2030 at 6.5. But Matt Dumba, I know a lot of Leafs fans feel about him too. But if that'll wrap it up, let us know again in the comments. Thank you guys for watching. Make sure to hit the subscribe button because we'll have another video for you very, very soon.